owners can't sue them. They don't have the resources. No one's ever been thrown in jail. It's you know, a free-for-all. Let's go for it.
This may seem simplistic, but let me just ask this question, just so that we all have a kind of bottom-line understanding about what's legal and what's not. As I understand it, using one of these file exchange programs like Morpheus and LimeWire and others, it's illegal, right? I mean, to use this to acquire music without any compensation to the artists is illegal. Is that correct, Mr. French?
The courts have stated very clearly now, whether it's Napster or the Madster court or even the Elcom court, that using a peer-to-peer system to upload or download a copyrighted work from another without authorization, another's copyrighted work without authorization, does not come under any definition of fair use. It is an infringement because it is a distribution to the world, to millions.
And Joseph Mann, let me bring you back in on that point. That if given that understanding that there are, you know, somewhere between 25 and 60 million people doing something illegal, do people know that? I mean, you cover this culture, you cover technology for the LA Times. Is there sort of just a kind of cavalier sense that, oh well, it's not hurting anybody, what does it matter?
Well, I think one of the many pieces of evidence in the Napster case was the sort of comment that was typical on their bulletin boards. It was a user who wrote, "We all know it's illegal, we just don't think it's wrong." And I think there is a danger that we may be losing an entire generation here. I think copyrights as a whole have been devalued dramatically. And part of it, you know, we're sort of letting the record industry off the hook here. A lot of this is their fault. They didn't come up with viable alternatives. Record executives I interviewed, you know, did a mea culpa on this. The Apple Store is very good, and it's what they should have done 4 years ago for the 97% of people that don't have Apples.
Let me just interject, if I might, there, for people who are not familiar with this. There are now legal alternatives to this if you want to download music. There's the thing that Apple started called iTunes. There's actually a new version of a legal version of Napster that's coming out, and there are others, which allow you basically to pay a subscription fee to get an amount of music per month, or to acquire titles one at a time for 99 cents or whatever. So there are now, and you're suggesting if that had been done some time ago, all of this other stuff wouldn't have proliferated so much?
It wouldn't have been this big. It would certainly still be around. I think the other point, though, is that you can't criminalize 60 million people. I mean, it's not going to work. And the history of the peer-to-peer movement, which is, I think, what it is, shows that draconian laws and lawsuits aren't going to work. I mean, you're just declaring war on a bunch of hackers isn't really smart. It's going to backfire. The peer-to-peer systems will start competing on who has better cloaking devices.
Mm-hmm. Let me read you a quote, if I might, and Jason Schultz, get your response to it. Alec French had a quote that he said represented a certain attitude. This is another one that I found that I suspect represents the attitude of many people who use this technology, and it's from someone who says this: "I know what I'm doing is illegal, but I feel it is no more threatening to the music industry than taping a TV show is threatening to the broadcast industry."
Yeah, I mean, I think that quote actually says a lot, because of the 60 million Americans who are file sharing, a huge percentage of that are teenagers and college students. And if we're targeting criminal laws at teenagers and college students, and I mean, do we really want to put all those people in jail? The question becomes, is there a cultural shift going on in what copyright law should be? I mean, copyright law may be right now that much of this is illegal, but just as Congress can make it a felony, Congress can also change things to make it a different copyright law where file sharing is legal. And I think that's a valid question to ask, is why are we not pursuing that avenue as vigorously as we might be pursuing others?
Alec French on that question.
I mean, I think that's an incredible attitude, that somewhat of an elitist attitude, that if you have a computer and you've got the money for a computer and a broadband connection and ISP, and you happen to be in college, stealing shouldn't be criminal. But if you're a kid who doesn't have that computer, and when you want to steal music, you got to go into the neighborhood record store, and pocket a CD. Oh well, that's shoplifting, and you should be penalized and prosecuted for that. I mean, just because someone has the money to be able to steal through a high-tech method, they shouldn't be found to be criminally liable. But if they have to do it because they don't have the money by pocketing a CD, it's okay. You know, and I got to say, first, you know, I've kind of allowed this characterization of Mr. Berman's bill to go on, but he's not criminalizing any activity that wasn't already criminal. I got to be clear about that. Downloading one CD, one song right now may be criminal as a misdemeanor under current law. Mr. Berman isn't changing the standards at all by which that's determined. He's simply saying in certain circumstances, uploading one copy now equals uploading 10 copies. But you still have to prove as a prosecutor it was a willful infringement with knowledge, with intent to infringe. That it was infringement has to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. So this bill doesn't criminalize any more activity than was already criminal.
Well, just, but it does make it a felony, which so uploading one file becoming a felony, you lose your right to vote, you go to jail for up to 5 years, and I mean, for teenagers and college students, that's a pretty harsh penalty. But I think it raises this question of, when you mentioned stealing and taking something from, you know, a CD store, I mean, that's a good question, because I think this is a little more of a gray area. We've had this problem before in copyright law. You know, the recording industry, when radio was started to play, you know, music on the air, accused them of stealing the music. The movie industry accused television stations of stealing movies when they play them on the air. These things get worked out in copyright law, and in fact, the notion that the copyright owner absolutely controls everything about their copyright is not true. In fact, there are a number of parts of copyright law, like fair use, that you can't protect ideas, and in fact, there are even compulsory licenses where, in the music industry, for instance, if you want to make a cover of a song, the copyright owner cannot actually stop you, but you have to pay them a compulsory rate of 8 cents per song per copy.
So,
and,
Jason,
and that's exactly the compulsory license that's not being paid through P2P services right now. Every single copy that a P2P user makes, they're supposed to be paying 8 cents to the songwriter, and they're not. So, obviously, the compulsory license doesn't work in this case. But just to take that basic point, no property right is absolute. They're all limited in some way. What you're proposing is, let's limit the property rights in this circumstance farther to accommodate thieves.